This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Alexa not responding this morning? Tried to book an airline flight and get bupkis? There's a global Amazon shutdown.
The outage affects Amazon Web Services. It provides remote computing services to governments, schools, businesses around the world. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and the McDonald's app are among the most commonly used services that depend on Amazon. The company says the problem was with services in the eastern U.S. Engineers are trying to figure out what went wrong and why, but as of about 5:30 Eastern time, Amazon says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding. Peter King, CBS News.
Special envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner are back in Israel this morning to oversee a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Over the weekend, Israel hit multiple targets following a deadly Hamas attack on two IDF soldiers. President Trump.
They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within, but either way, it's going to be handled properly.
The FBI is investigating after Secret Service agents spotted what could be a sniper's nest or a hunting stand with a direct line of sight to the airport President Trump uses to fly in and out of Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Sources tell CBS News it's located across the highway from the airport in trees more than 200 yards away. Whatever it is, officials think it's been there for months.
Comes on the heels of two assassination attempts on the president last year. If you're counting, the government shutdown has just entered its 20th day. Sources tell CBS News Senate Republicans have been invited to lunch at the White House tomorrow. Tourists in Paris are being turned away from the Louvre for the second day in a row after thieves on scooters made off with millions of dollars worth of precious gems from the museum. Correspondent Liz Palmer.
They broke a window and made straight for the sumptuous Apollo Room, where France's crown jewels are on display, including treasures that belonged to the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. It took them all of 4 minutes to grab eight priceless pieces from the collection.
A French beauty giant's buying up a luxury goods owner.
It's a mascara that makes my lashes as big as I want them to be.
Gucci's parent company says it's agreed to sell its business to L'Oreal, as well as Kering's fragrance line Creed, for more than $4.5 billion. Kering's been grappling with high debt and trying to refocus on its core fashion business. Dow futures are up 92. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The days of school dances may be numbered.
In New Jersey this month, Wall Township High School canceled its homecoming dance, citing low ticket sales. Senior Elizabeth Burns.
Once it hits like almost 3 hours, you're like, okay, I kind of like want to go home, like I'm tired.
Kids are incredibly overprogrammed at this point in time.
Psychologist Matthew Strobel.
Smaller informal groups, that's where they're feeling more comfortable. There's less pressure in those groups. I think a lot of that has to do with social media influence.
He says schools need to find other ways to hone kids' social skills.
It's a life skill, but we have to figure out ways to meet them where they're at.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And R&B stars explaining an abrupt exit.
This is time to say, baby.
Brandy sauntered off the stage during her tour with Monica in Chicago over the weekend and never came back. She's released a statement saying after weeks of nonstop rehearsal, she was dehydrated and felt like she was going to faint. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a terrifying time with both Halloween and major I-94 construction approaching. Those who use I-94 through Milwaukee will start to see more disruptions in 1 week. Starting the 27th, work begins to widen the freeway from 70th to 16th Streets, adding more lanes and changing some ramps. One big impact will be a weekend closure from Friday night through Monday morning, impacting several ramps at the Hale Interchange. Officials say it's just the beginning of a multi-year project to modernize the freeway. Milwaukee is facing another tough start to the week after two double fatal shootings in just 2 days. Police say two men were found dead last night near 27th and Atkinson, and a 26-year-old man was arrested. Saturday's shooting near Appleton and Ruby also left two men dead. Detectives are still investigating both cases and need the public's help. They're urging anyone with information to contact police. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Trouble on Milwaukee's south side brought hundreds together at Serb Hall yesterday. Members of a group called Common Ground kicked off two campaigns at the event, one for safer neighborhoods, another for stronger tenant rights. People took turns telling stories about their lived experiences on the south side. Some described being robbed, attacked, and afraid in their own homes. A statement says local officials, including Council President Jose Perez and City Attorney Evan Goyke, promised to help. The group unveiled another effort called Tenants United, with that effort planning to press big landlords to fix poor conditions and negotiate fairly with tenants. Someone who knows the city well is poised to take the position at the port. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says Benjamin Tim is his pick to take charge of Port Milwaukee. A statement says Tim brings years of experience in city development, having worked on big projects around Milwaukee for more than 20 years. He replaces Jackie Carter, who led the port for nearly 8 years before a promotion. The appointment now waits for approval from the Common Council. There are collection bins at the airport to help those impacted by the federal shutdown. Throughout Mitchell International, there are collection bins set up to accept non-perishable food and personal care items. It'll all go to TSA and FAA employees who haven't received a paycheck since October 1st. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley talked about the effort in a social media video, calling on federal officials to work together to reopen the government. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin could soon have one of the toughest laws in the country against sextortion. Braden's Law, named for high school student Braden Bond, who died after being targeted by an online extortion ring, now heads to the governor. The bill creates a new crime for sexual extortion and calls for harsh penalties, including up to 60 years behind bars when it ends in a death. It passed through the legislature just 6 months after being introduced. Governor Tony Evers' office says he intends to sign it. The debate over postpartum care in the Badger State has turned political, with lawmakers pointing fingers at assembly leadership. During a virtual town hall, Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said Speaker Robin Voss is blocking a popular bill that would extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 90 days to a year.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side.
Fellow Democrat Lori Palmieri says the measure has broad bipartisan support, but, quote, can't even get a hearing. Republican Senator Andre Jock noted that he's voted for the bill twice and believes it could pass if tied to other health reforms. Wisconsin's one of just two states still without full postpartum coverage under Medicaid. And there could soon be a new kind of alert across Wisconsin, one aimed at helping victims of domestic violence who go missing. Two Democratic lawmakers are pushing a plan to launch what they're calling the Purple Alert System. It would work a lot like an Amber or Silver Alert, notifying police statewide when somebody connected to domestic violence disappears. But if a person leaves intentionally to get away from abuse, that alert would not go out. Supporters say it could save lives, though some are cautious about how it might be used. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 6:10, Monday, October 20th, 2025. Let's do this Monday thing. I'm Dan Haney. Good morning to you. Thanks for being there. It is 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Sunshine today in the forecast, a high of around 63. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently in Milwaukee, we got fair skies and 42. Coming up, Mike Lemons with a summary of last evening's Packer victory in Arizona and other sports news as well. Traffic updates, weather updates, it's all part of all news all morning right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com. Good morning.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of WAUK.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about mayoral election, which has suddenly become a little bit more crowded with the announcement of City Council President Alicia Halbenslaven announcing her candidacy for mayor, challenging Scott Allen.
Find This Week in Waukesha at waukradio.com. Go to the website and search This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Going on 6:13. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, traffic update, weather forecast from our staff meteorologist, Mike Lemons. Good morning. You got sports.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
6:15, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Time for a traffic update. This time sponsored by Blindster.com, I believe we've got, or say good morning to, Bonnie Green.
Still pretty quiet roads this morning, although 94 westbound at Moreland Road, a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder. Highway 52 northbound remains closed between Marquette Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue with roadwork that's scheduled through the end of the month. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices. and guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com. 540
WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid-50s. It's 35 at our studios.
Currently in Milwaukee, we've got, the winds are calm. Humidity's at 71%. Fair skies. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, Jill on Money, WAUK News Time, 6:15.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning, I'm Dan Haney at 617. Now serving all news, all morning. Traffic, weather, sports, and business. And money talk. Here's Jill on Money from CBS.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Linda from Maryland asks, I'm 73 and retired and recently began taking my required minimum distributions. Rather than withdrawing that amount, can I just convert it to a Roth IRA and have it count as my RMD for the year? Don't shoot the messenger, Linda. The answer is a big fat no. You must withdraw the amount that will satisfy your RMD, not convert it. If you want to convert chunks of the remaining balance inside of your retirement account, that's allowed. Just make sure you've got the cash on hand to pay the tax bill that will be due.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at Progressive.com.
And good morning, it's 6:18, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with a look at our local news from our WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lido has got state news from the Civic Media State News Desk. Also, traffic with Bonnie Green, forecast from our meteorologist. And in just a bit, CBS News with another update. Currently in Milwaukee with the forecast, we've got sunshine for today with a high of around 63. Winds could gust up to about 30. Currently here in Milwaukee, we got fair skies and 42. CBS News Time, WAUK News Time is 6:19.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Alexa not responding this morning? Tried to book an airline flight and get bupkis? There's a global Amazon shutdown.
The outage affects Amazon Web Services. It provides remote computing services to governments, schools, businesses around the world. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and the McDonald's app are among the most commonly used services that depend on Amazon. The company He says the problem was with services in the eastern U.S. Engineers are trying to figure out what went wrong and why, but as of about 5:30 Eastern time, Amazon says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding. Peter King, CBS News.
Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are back in Israel this morning to oversee a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Over the weekend, Israel hit multiple targets following a deadly Hamas attack on two IDF soldiers. President Trump.
They've been doing some shooting, and we think maybe the leadership isn't involved in that, you know, some rebels within, but either way, it's going to be handled properly.
The FBI is investigating after Secret Service agents spotted what could be a sniper's nest or a hunting stand with a direct line of sight to the airport President Trump uses to fly in and out of Mar-a-Lago. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Sources tell CBS News it's located across the highway from the airport in trees more than 200 yards away. Whatever it is, officials think it's been there for months.
Comes on the heels of two assassination attempts on the president last year. If you're counting, the government shutdown has just entered its 20th day. Sources tell CBS News Senate Republicans have been invited to lunch at the White House tomorrow. Tourists in Paris are being turned away from the Louvre for the second day in a row after thieves on scooters made off with millions of dollars worth of precious gems from the museum. Correspondent Liz Palmer.
They broke a window and made straight for the sumptuous Apollo Room, where France's crown jewels are on display, including treasures that belonged to the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. It took them all of 4 minutes to grab 8 priceless pieces from the collection.
A French beauty giant's buying up a luxury goods owner.
It's a mascara that makes my lashes as big as I want them to be.
Gucci's parent company says it's agreed to sell its business to L'Oreal, as well as Kering's fragrance line Creed, for more than $4.5 billion. Kering's been grappling with high debt and trying to refocus on its core fashion business. Dow futures are up 92. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
The days of school dances may be numbered.
In New Jersey this month, Wall Township High School canceled its homecoming dance, citing low ticket sales. Senior Elizabeth Burns.
Once it hits like almost 3 hours, you're like, okay, I kind of like want to go home, like I'm tired.
Kids are incredibly overprogrammed at this point in time.
Psychologist Matthew Strobel.
Smaller informal groups, that's where they're feeling more comfortable. There's less pressure in those groups. I think a lot of that has to do with social media influence.
He says schools need to find other ways to hone kids' social skills.
It's a life skill, but we have to figure out ways to meet them where they're at.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And R&B stars explaining an abrupt exit.
Is this time to say, baby?
Brandy sauntered off the stage during her tour with Monica in Chicago over the weekend and never came back. She's released a statement saying after weeks of nonstop rehearsal, she was dehydrated and felt like she was going to faint. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two double shootings in 2 days. Milwaukee police are investigating another round of deadly gun violence. Investigators say two men were shot and killed last night near 27th and Atkinson. They've arrested a 26-year-old man they believe is responsible. On Saturday, two others were killed in a separate shooting near Appleton and Ruby. Detectives are still putting together what led up to both shootings. Anyone with tips is urged to contact police or call Crime Stoppers. It's estimated more than 18,000 filled Milwaukee's downtown Saturday for the No Kings rally.
Get up, get down. Milwaukee is a union town. Get up.
Organizers say the march was part of a nationwide movement pushing back on what they call authoritarian policies. Many protesters said they came out because of recent immigration raids by ICE in cities like Madison and Manitowoc. Republicans call the demonstrations a distraction from the ongoing government shutdown. Police in West Dallas continue to look into what led to the death of a four-year-old over the weekend. They were called Saturday to an area near 108th and Greenfield, with investigators concentrated around a car in a Dairy Queen parking lot. No information has been released yet about what happened. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you park in downtown Milwaukee, get ready for some changes next year. The plan was discussed last week during budget talks. Going forward, metered parking will be active longer until 9 p.m. in some areas, and the city will also step up ticketing. Public Works estimates increasing citations written by 65,000. It's an effort to bring in needed revenue. The transportation fund is low because fewer people are commuting since the pandemic. City officials say they won't raise ticket fees but will enforce rules more strictly. Fans and fighters are mourning a Milwaukee legend. Jeffrey Duke Rufus, a world-famous MMA coach and former kickboxing champion, has died at the age of 55. Rufus trained big names like Anthony Pettis, Ben Askren, and Tyrone Woodley, shaping Milwaukee into a hub for MMA. Big changes are coming to I-94 in Milwaukee starting next week. The highway between 70th and 16th Street will be expanding from 6 lanes to 8, with several interchanges being redesigned. Starting late this Friday night, a 5-hour weekend closure will shut down multiple ramps in the Hale Interchange, including southbound 894 to eastbound 894. The closure will last until early Monday morning. From then on, it's several years of orange barrels. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. It started as a national demonstration, but for Deb Fenzel of Oshkosh, the No Kings protest came down to something simple. She says it was hope for her grandkids.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
The resident of Oshkosh joining one of many No Kings events across the state over the weekend. Across the country, more than 2,600 events took place, all calling attention to what organizers say are concerns over government authority. A new push to protect students is gaining steam after a report found that the state kept hundreds of misconduct cases hidden. The Cap Times uncovered more than 200 cases of sexual misconduct by Wisconsin educators that the Department of Public Instruction didn't disclose. State Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie says that has to change. She's introducing 3 bills to tighten rules, including making grooming a crime and closing gaps that let teachers avoid investigations. Lawmakers plan to take up the proposals in a hearing this week. Money for Wisconsin's public schools taking a hit this year, with state data showing 7 of 10 districts are getting less than before. One state senator's attempting to assign blame.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
That's State Senator Jody Habush-Sinikin. She's from the 8th Senate District. Record numbers of school referendums are showing up on Wisconsin ballots as communities vote on whether to raise their own taxes just to keep schools running. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. The researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%. a bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays, all next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 6:30, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Download it today if you haven't done so already. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens, Bonnie Green as our traffic. Our staff meteorologist will cover weather, and all that's coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, WAUK News Time, 6:30.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hi, it's Jane Mettmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mettmeyer On Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mettmeyer On Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time 6:32 coming up. Bonnie Green with a traffic update. Our staff meteorologist will cover the weather forecast. Badgers lost to Ohio State, and the Packers got a road victory. Mike Clemens in sports.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
6:33, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. This time sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Bonnie Green.
Well, just a couple of stalls right now. 94 eastbound at Barker Road, a stall on the left shoulder. 94 westbound at Moreland Road, a stall on the left shoulder. And Highway 32 northbound closed between Marquette Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue with roadwork until the end of the month. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid-50s. It's 35 at our studios.
Also, fair skies in Milwaukee. Winds are calm. Humidity's at 71%. Coming up, Jill on Money with money advice from CBS. WAUK News Time, 6:35.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
There's always time for money news. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Speaking of money news, we've got a money advice. CBS News calls it Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Linda from Maryland asks, I'm 73 and retired and recently began taking my required minimum distributions. Rather than withdrawing that amount, can I just convert it to a Roth IRA and have it count as my RMD for the year? Don't shoot the messenger, Linda. The answer is a big fat no. You must withdraw the amount that will satisfy your RMD, not convert it. If you want to convert chunks of the remaining balance inside of your retirement account, that's allowed. Just make sure you've got the cash on hand to pay the tax bill that will be due.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Olba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
And good morning, Milwaukee. Thanks for tuning in. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Thanks for being there. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with our local WAUK news. from the WAUK newsroom, and also Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State Newscast has got state news covered. Then we've got Mike Clemens in sports, Bonnie Green with another traffic update, and our staff meteorologist has the weather. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. All news all morning. CBS News is coming up.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for a lot of people who tried to use Amazon's web services this morning. Correspondent Peter King has our top story.
Amazon says the outage affected its web services in the eastern U.S. The company provides remote computing for government, schools, and businesses around the world. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and McDonald's are among clients affected. But Amazon now says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding.
The outage also affected airline websites, including Delta and United. Customers complained they couldn't check in for flights, make reservations, or get seat assignments. Special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have returned to Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Kushner tells CBS's 60 Minutes he went to Gaza and witnessed the destruction firsthand.
It looked almost like a nuclear bomb had been set off in that area. And then you see these people moving back, and I asked the IDF, where are they going? Like, I'm looking around, these are all ruins. And they said, well, they're going back to the areas where their destroyed home was, onto their plot, and they're going to pitch a tent. And it's very sad because you think to yourself, they really have nowhere else to go.
Israel hit multiple targets inside Gaza over the weekend after a deadly attack on two IDF soldiers. Hamas claims it was not involved. We've learned the U.S. has taken out the seventh boat in several weeks, allegedly full of narcotics, in the Caribbean. 32 people in total are known dead. President Trump is threatening one South American nation.
They are a drug manufacturing machine, Colombia. And we're not going to be part of it. So we're going to drop all money that we're giving to them.
Colombia's president is accusing the U.S. of murder. The sign on the Louvre in Paris today reads, closed due to exceptional circumstances. The museum is shut down for a second day after thieves pulled off a brazen heist of crown jewels. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says a crown laden with more than 2,000 diamonds has been recovered.
The assumption is that the robbers hightailed it out of the gallery so fast to make a getaway on a moped that they dropped the crown as they went. And it was actually found in the street damaged, but all the pieces were there.
There's fresh evidence newer guidelines on avoiding peanut allergies are working. CBS's Michael George.
Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says food allergy rates among kids are declining since new guidelines went into place. The new guidelines advise parents to introduce peanuts to infants early, which is shown to lower their risk of developing peanut allergies by more than 80%.
Dow futures up 65. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at the Home Depot.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Couple of big automakers dealing with a myriad of issues released third quarter earnings this week.
Ford has just begun dealing with a costly aluminum shortage and is also going to see its earnings impacted by record recalls. At GM, it's $1.6 billion in EV costs for investments that analyst Jeff Schuster says reflected a more optimistic time.
Those investments are not going to pay off. They're not going to break even as soon as
was previously expected.
Ford and GM sales have been strong, and that will offset some of the high costs. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Some treasures from Gene Hackman's storied career are being auctioned off.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the barn. Get on the wall.
His family is selling the three of the actor's four Golden Globe Awards, including one for The French Connection, as well as pieces from his art collection, after Hackman left nothing to his three children in his will. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a terrifying time with both Halloween and major I-94 construction approaching. Those who use I-94 through Milwaukee will start to see more disruptions in 1 week. Starting the 27th, work begins to widen the freeway from 70th to 16th Streets, adding more lanes and changing some ramps. One big impact will be a weekend closure from Friday night through Monday morning, impacting several ramps at the Hale Interchange. Officials say it's just the beginning of a multi-year project to modernize the freeway. Milwaukee is facing another tough start to the week after two double fatal shootings in just 2 days. Police say two men were found dead last night near 27th and Atkinson, and a 26-year-old man was arrested. Saturday's shooting near Appleton and Ruby also left two men dead. Detectives are still investigating both cases and need the public's help. They're urging anyone with information to contact police. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Trouble on Milwaukee's south side brought hundreds together at Serb Hall yesterday. Members of a group called Common Ground kicked off two campaigns at the event, one for safer neighborhoods, another for stronger tenant rights. People took turns telling stories about their lived experiences on the south side. Some described being robbed, attacked, and afraid in their own homes. A statement says local officials, including Council President Jose Perez and City Attorney Evan Goyke, promised to help. The group unveiled another effort called Tenants United, with that effort planning to press big landlords to fix poor conditions and negotiate fairly with tenants. Someone who knows the city well is poised to take the position at the port. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says Benjamin Tim is his pick to take charge of Port Milwaukee. A statement says Tim brings years of experience in city development, having worked on big projects around Milwaukee for more than 20 years. He replaces Jackie Carter, who led the port for nearly 8 years before a promotion. The appointment now waits for approval from the Common Council. There are collection bins at the airport to help those impacted by the federal shutdown. Throughout Mitchell International, there are collection bins set up to accept non-perishable food and personal care items. It'll all go to TSA and FAA employees who haven't received a paycheck since October 1st. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley talked about the effort in a social media video, calling on federal officials to work together to reopen the government. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin could soon have one of the toughest laws in the country against sextortion. Braden's Law, named for high school student Braden Bond, who died after being targeted by an online extortion ring, now heads to the governor. The bill creates a new crime for sexual extortion and calls for harsh penalties, including up to 60 years behind bars when it ends in a death. It passed through the legislature just 6 months after being introduced. Governor Tony Evers' office says he intends to sign it. The debate over postpartum care in the Badger State has turned political, with lawmakers pointing fingers at assembly leadership. During a virtual town hall, Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said Speaker Robin Voss is blocking a popular bill that would extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 90 days to a year.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else, and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side.
Fellow Democrat Lori Palmieri says the measure has broad bipartisan support, but, quote, can't even get a hearing. Republican Senator Andre Jock noted that he's voted for the bill twice and believes it could pass if tied to other health reforms. Wisconsin's one of just two states still without full postpartum coverage under Medicaid. And there could soon be a new kind of alert across Wisconsin, one aimed at helping victims of domestic violence who go missing. Two Democratic lawmakers are pushing a plan to launch what they're calling the Purple Alert System. It would work a lot like an Amber or Silver Alert, notifying police statewide when somebody connected to domestic violence disappears. But if a person leaves intentionally to get away from abuse, that alert would not go out. Supporters say it could save lives, though some are cautious about how it might be used. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
6:50, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Hanney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got sports. Bonnie Green with the traffic updates. We'll have our meteorologist give us our detailed weather forecast. Sunshine today, though, with a high of around 63. Winds could gust up to about 30. Currently here in Milwaukee, fair skies and 42, and the winds are gone. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:51.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Welcome to the Monday and start of another work week. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with a local news update from the WAUK newsroom. Leslie Lotto has got state news. And right now, we got Mike Clemens and sports.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in-game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man.
man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK News Time 6:54. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic updates three times an hour. And right now, this one is sponsored by Blindster.com. Say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound Mayfair to Berlia back up. Southbound 124th to Good Hope is heavy. 4394 southbound at Howard Avenue, a stall blocking the right shoulder. And 94 westbound at Moreland, a stall on the left shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 39.
I guess you can say it's sweater weather or footy weather or jacket weather in general. Fair skies in Milwaukee, it's 42 right now. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:56.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
6:57, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. Coming up, an update from CBS News at the top of the hour, but before that, it's Jill on Money with advice on money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Linda from Maryland asks, I'm 73 and retired and recently began taking my required minimum distributions. Rather than withdrawing that amount, can I just convert it to a Roth IRA and have it count as my RMD for the year? Don't shoot the messenger, Linda. The answer is a big fat no. You must withdraw the amount that will satisfy your RMD, not convert it. If you want to convert chunks of the remaining balance inside of your retirement account, that's allowed. Just make sure you've got the cash on hand to pay the tax bill that will be due.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for a lot of people who tried to use Amazon's web services this morning. Correspondent Peter King has our top story.
Amazon says the outage affected its web services in the eastern U.S. The company provides remote computing for government, schools, and businesses around the world. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and McDonald's are among clients affected. But Amazon now says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding.
The outage also affected airline websites, including Delta and United. Customers complained they couldn't check in for flights, make reservations, or get seat assignments. Special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have returned to Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Kushner tells CBS's 60 Minutes he went to Gaza and witnessed the destruction firsthand.